Thank you. Operator, could you please start the Q&A?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit one. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star one to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. Again, as a reminder to ask a question today, please press star one. There are no questions from the telephone.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
We have one question. We actually have a question from Sebastian Ubert from SocGen. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Sebastian here from SocGen, and thanks for taking my question. I jumped on the call a little bit late, but hope you still get me the answer. It's with regards to your announcement yesterday and the sharp ramp-up of robotics capacities in China. Can you shed some light on, say, the timing when you will see, say, the first additional production coming on stream and how we should think about the further ramp-up then until 2024? And then lastly, also what this means in terms of CapEx for Kuka. Thank you.
Sebastian, I think we have the big target of 100,000 capacity, 25 from Shanghai and 75,000 from Schunde for 2024. We do the groundbreaking this week. So we have capacity in last year's was the use of capacity in China above 10,000, so it's in the range of 15,000. So we can grow without the capacity which we are building now, though it's no capacity. I'll call it a bottleneck. I see that we have to do 480 for ramping up the production in Schunde, and I think the growth continues on a high pace, above 25% growth in China for the coming years. We will guide you better in the next quarters. I think currently it's early. We have now announced the first step with the joint ventures with MEDI, which is also a structure which is in other industries proven that you join forces, two strong partners to gain more market share. It shows a huge potential of 100,000 robots, which is Delta's CARA 6-axis. But we don't have today. I think it's too early to show you now exactly the ramping plan, but I think we will maybe in the Q1 call or in the Q1 report say more about this.
Okay, thank you. And maybe one follow-up would be also that you have flagged that AGVs is also part of the business, and I think by nature it's also Swisslog which is involved. So it's not just pure industrial robotics, but it's also, I think, your push into the Asian market with regards to warehouse logistics, correct?
It's with the AGV. As mentioned, the warehouse distribution is in the joint venture with MEDI also. We have everything is in the joint venture besides the automotive piece in China. So the AGV is also it's a mobile robot. It's also the AGV is a basis for mobile robotic because in the end, an AGV plus a robot gets a mobile robotic. So it's part of our product offering, and it's, I'll call it, enlarging our product offering compared to other outdoor competition.
Okay, thank you. Very clear. Thank you, gentlemen, and have a pleasant day.
Thank you.
Again, as a reminder to ask a question, please press star one. We will now take our next question from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have one question concerning the systems business in Augsburg here. I'm a bit puzzled because you say on one hand that in 2017 you had capacity constraints which caused these problems with deliveries and obviously also then the cost side. And at the same time, you say that you will reduce the headcount here. How does this fit together? I have here a problem to understand this. And also the timeline you mentioned, I have seen that you have further 30 million for restructuring in your accounts for the current year. Is this also then related to systems? And should we see here a payback then from 2019 already onwards, or will it take longer until profitability gets to a decent level again? Thanks.
I think we made clear that the restructuring and systems Augsburg, and we talk about one part of KUKA, which is less than 10% of all KUKA. We will last until 19, but we will see positive impact in 19 already. So 18 is a time for the change, and we, as Peter mentioned, we booked the majority of topics into 17, the 40 million, which Peter mentioned. So I think it is something where we, as prudent business people, try to put as much in 17 to have an 18 already now got to have done, or to have the provisions for the 18 measures. The systems business is a specific business. It's a project business. It's not a product where you're building up components. In the system integration business, you know, it is the value added is more limited because you have lots of partners and you're integrating in the project also third-party suppliers, which part of design and manufacturing. And it's a bit like the competence changed in systems, and what we have seen that the competition gets stronger. And we had seen in 17 that some projects were delayed, and by the delay through our customers, we had more parallelity. And what we have seen that in some areas we need competences, but in some areas we have to reduce the, in the end, the workforce and to focus more on the electrical engineering and less on the mechanical engineering. So in some areas we have to adjust. In some areas, we have to build up competence, and clearly we also use our East European network to be more efficient. And this is on the plan, and we see that we will have use 18 to be back on track, and 19 we will see that we are back on the margin for systems for this part of the business, back on 5%.
Clarification, as you said, that obviously some orders were insufficient in respect of margins. Is this picture improving right now? Are you more selective here?
I told you that in the presentation that on the we have stabilized the project, so the project margins are, you know, this was a topic of 17. In 18, we were getting new contracts. So this is something which we have executed on.
We decided to now be more selective on taking on board when we take on board the projects. Yeah, and first we want to get cost out, be a reduced cost, and then what Till said already, shift capacities and know-how to our more Eastern European backbone. To Romania and countries like that, and then we will have on board only projects where we really are sure that we can execute. That means less order intake at the beginning of this year, and then higher margins when the costs are out in 2019 again. But your 30 million you mentioned earlier in 2018, that is mainly growth investment. That is not restructuring. The minor part will be restructuring. That is, again, the biggest part of that is investing into human-robot collaboration, IoT, mobility, and such topics.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions from the telephone.
And thanks a lot, and wish you a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
That
bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.